But we start with Syria, where the government and opposition have agreed to extend their ceasefire for another 3 days to allow more civilians to leave the besieged city of Homs. Some 460 managed to leave on Monday, hundreds more left over the weekend. Lee Zusett sent this report from Damascus.
A tide of people continued to flee the ruins of the old city of Homs, exhausted mothers in tears, children who went straight into the arms of waiting aid officials from the UN and the Syrian Arab Red Crescent Society. Water, bread, even polio vaccinations were provided on the spot. Immediate relief for hundreds of Syrians who've lived under a punishing siege for nearly 2 years. The old city is controlled by rebel forces and it's been cut off by Syrian government troops. Many residents who finally escaped speak of having only grass and olives to eat. Today, the temporary ceasefire wasn't shattered by the mortar attacks and gunfire at the weekend, which temporarily halted but didn't stop a humanitarian mission which is so badly needed. But here in Damascus, fighting did cause the suspension of another food distribution in the besieged suburb of Yarmouk. These breakthroughs are small glimmers of light in a dark and devastating war, but they're only a start. The UN says about 250,000 Syrians are now struggling to survive.
Among those who came out of the old city were a number of men between the ages of 15 and 55, clearly a group with particular fears of being targeted by the Syrian authorities, suspicious of their involvement in the fighting. There were reports that some of those young and older men had been taken away by the Syrian government. We asked the head of the UN mission in Syria, who was coordinating the evacuation, to clarify what happened. To the United States now, where a leading American footballer, Michael Sam, has come out to say he's gay. Some retired players have done this already, but none still with the prospect of a bright future in the game. Here he is, speaking to the US TV network.
How does it feel to say those words to the world?
I came out to my teammates, and they took it great. They rallied around me, they supported me, and I couldn't ask for better teammates. This is something that I know for a while.
Sam has just completed a promising career in college football and is expected to be chosen by an LFL team in May. That would make him the first openly gay player to compete in any of North America's four major professional sports.